Hello?
Yeah, hello, hi. Good afternoon, sir. This is Walter speaking. How are you?
What do you want?
Sir, I'm calling from the Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything. I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Kevin?
Go to him.
Kevin, thank you very much. Kevin, just to start, how many years have you worked on the masonry industry?
Since I was 16.
Since you were 15, so we can say that it's around?
About 35 years.
35 years, okay, 1 second. So that'll be 35 years. Wow, that's a lot. And what is your primary branch of the trade? That'll be tile sitter, seven mason
bricklayer.
Helper.
Bricklayer.
Okay. Bricklayer, okay. And on the last job that you worked on, were you, which is a improver, finisher, or helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic, foreman?
Journeyman. Journeyman.
A journey. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No.
No? Okay. And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that it's unable to find work when you wanted work, or the past 12 months in your craft?
I'm disabled.
You're disabled?
Yep.
Okay, and yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
I'm disabled. I can't work.
Okay. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay. And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I don't know about the same. I don't know.
Okay. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects or more union construction projects or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Probably. I don't know. Probably less.
Okay. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
I don't know. I don't really talk to anybody.
Okay. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yes.
Okay. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, and the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployed than now? About the same or more unemployed than now?
I don't know. I don't talk to nobody.
Okay. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Probably worse.
Okay. And switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job side, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Something else, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job?
I ain't worked for 15 years, buddy.
Okay. Thank you very much. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months? And did you attend?
No.
Okay.
I cannot drive. I am fucking disabled.
Okay, and for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. We will start
do
with
what?
The, for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. And I will start with the political canvassing. Is that a yes? Is that a no?
No.
Okay. Picketing? Is that a yes or that's a no?
No.
Okay. What about union organizing? Is that a yes or that's a no?
No.
Okay. Now, in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never? Occasionally or regularly?
Never. Buddy, I've been disabled for 15 years. I got a broken neck. I cannot do nothing. I can barely get out of my house.
Okay, no worries. Now, changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from, right? Okay, so please
rank me. There you go. Call somebody else, buddy.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. Be safe. Take care. Have a good one.